everyone to InfoComm 2017. My name is Johnny Mo, and I get to co-host this lovely show called The Trade Show Minute. And actually, it's more like 10 minutes, but in a trade show, that's about right. Pretty accurate, I would say. I get to be hosted by the lovely...
Oh, Victoria Morella, even though now you're doing a wonderful job hosting. We just throw each other under the bus back and forth.
The proverbial bus, got it.
So my name is Victoria Morella, and we are here with our guest.
Yeah, my name is Marco Ventura with T1B.
Welcome, welcome. Thank you for coming on to our show.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Marco, what exactly is T1B?
Yeah, so T1B is a software company that focuses on collaboration solutions for that get put onto large formats at interactive touchscreens. So everything from, say, single panel, 55-inch, you know, 1080p screen up to massive multi-panel walls.
And where do you see this being used more often right now?
Yeah, so the two sort of largest verticals where our products are being utilized are, of course, the enterprise space, as well as higher education. It's sort of the two largest areas where our solutions have been broadly deployed.
Is there a market that you were surprised that your products are being used at, Houston?
Yeah, you know, so we have a core product called ThinkHub, which is really our collaboration solution for our company. And it's being used in so many ways that it just boggles my mind sometimes to find out. You know, heavily it's of course used by where you would think in, you know, meeting rooms and kind of collaboration type settings. But we're also finding it being used by, you know, designers that are doing some product development, by, you know, project managers that are trying to map out a product strategy. Having, you know, what they would once do with like sticky notes, now they're doing with it's a totally digital experience with you know, digital sticky notes. And so we're, you know, it's really it's just very, very cool. I've always, you know, very, you know, we try to, you know, surprise and delight our customers, but I'm very often the one that gets you know, surprised and delighted by the ways that our users are using our technology.
How long has T1B been in the industry? So you guys been around?
So we've been around since 2008, and you know, this is we introduced ThinkHub. This is roughly 4 years ago with Procom, and that's again one of the things that we've been continuously. We have a really, really rich roadmap, and we've been continuously updating the product and continuing to improve it based on user feedback. So, but yeah, we got started you know, 2008, and have been basically continuing to. Just develop and improve and kind of build remarkable products.
Cool. Are there any, I feel so bad saying favorite children, but I guess favorite children of the company, like the projects that you've displayed, that you could talk about at least? Anything that you're very proud of, any projects that you're involved with?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're proud of all our babies, what are you talking about?
All of them are my favorite.
Everything we do. Yeah, we've done some really pretty, you know, great signature products, or projects rather. One that comes to mind is late last year we deployed something for Wells Fargo, their digital labs, where there was a series of ThinkHub, single panel screens, multi panel screens throughout the space, and it's a really San Francisco, their headquarters, and again, this is where a lot of people from Wells Fargo come to for talking about the future of banking, and they meet and ideate and we'll present ideas and share ideas, and so it was a great place to see our technology in action.
Awesome, and then now you're at InfoComm and you can receive feedback and obviously improve on your products if they're, you know, they're already very great, but. And then where do you see T1B, correct? T1B in maybe the next 5 years? Where are you guys leading towards? Maybe trends or something new that you guys have been doing now?
I think that where I see the company headed is we're going to be sort of kind of getting more deeply sort of integrated into the fabric of a lot of the organizations that we work with. So, you know, it's obviously... technology is being used in, you know, meeting rooms and whatnot, but we see ourselves going sort of deeper and getting much more integrated into the workflows of a lot of the organizations that we work with. And I see us being, you know, because when we got started, and Joya goes back to your earlier question, we got started in doing interactive solutions, sort of more general interactive solutions for large format touchscreens. And then we got more and more focused on collaboration as a use case. And I think, I think we're just going to keep doubling down on that, just getting better and better at what we do. And we get tremendous feedback from our users and using that to improve our products and the platform.
Sure, great. It looks like Johnny's brewing up a question over there, unless that's his face.
That's my face, but I good call. I do have multiple questions. It's like you got inside my brain, passing the bait. Salt passing the bait, which is okay. Question, why the name T1B? What does that mean?
Yeah, it's one we get quite a bit. Actually, so at our founding, we were actually T1 Visions.
Okay.
And we found that people were referring to us as T1, and so we thought, well, let's just kind of shorten that, and we just thought, hey, T1B is kind of a shorter way, and it's stuck, and it's easy to remember, and people, it's worked for us. We rebranded roughly 2.5 years ago or so, and we're kind of proud of our brand. You can see us, our vibrant orange. I'm sporting my neon orange chucks here today to
promote
our brand. You can see us from very far away.
It's important. Other question is for all these people out here on the floor that are wondering about to head and look and listening.
Yeah, so we're booth 2081, and come stop and check us out. Particularly for folks that are, well, one thing I'll just say about our solutions is that we pride ourselves on being very, we walk around the show floor and you see everybody talking about collaboration, almost ad nauseum. And it's a obviously a very encompassing term, but I would encourage folks that are really looking at things that we do quite well and differently than some of the other folks is we focus on flexibility. So whether, again, you're looking at a single panel, touch screen to a large multi-panel, regardless of what operating systems that you're wanting to connect, what type of devices you want to bring up on the touch screen, whether there's it's a Mac, Windows, iOS, Android, we work with all those, and whatever video conferencing solutions you have, from WebEx, Skype for Business, we work with a lot of those. And so we've created a sort of a very, very flexible platform that works everything. You don't have to be all into one ecosystem or another. And that's what we find is a reality in the marketplace today. You look around organizations, you see people with all sorts of different devices and platforms. And so saying that we're going to be all in just a one or the other is what we found that our users really appreciate that. So if you're interested in that, please stop by and check us out.
And question. So what is T1 looking for? Infocom, I guess. What are your goals this year?
I think ultimately we've worked relentlessly to just sort of build our product and make it great. And the obvious answer is exposure, of course. But because I'm always amazed that we've been around for, again, this is our fourth, actually, I think it's actually our fifth Infocom. But a lot of people may not have heard about us. And they're like, well, who's T1B? What do you guys do? But, I'm glad to hear that that's changing, and, these sorts of events really help in that regard. So I would say just to spread the love and to get the brand awareness out there.
Yeah, more exposure, maybe some feedback. That's good. And have a good time at the trade show.
Yeah, and the last thing I say is just talking with her. It's always a pleasure to talk to our customers that come by and say, hey, we've deployed some stuff. We love it. We get direct feedback. It's a great opportunity. Other discussions.
So for anyone that's not on the floor or like for ourselves, like you can't get away from the podcast booth or
busy. Change here, aren't you?
we are. It just depends on who's listening. But now we're interviewing professionals every 20 minutes like yourself so that the world can learn about companies like yours. And maybe we can't make it to the show or we're just not here at Infocom at all because people listen from all over the world. Talking about you, so you know who you are. Where can we go to learn more?
Yeah, so just go to t1b.com. That's the best way to just learn about everything, who we are, what we do, and And again, if you're on the show floor, please please do stop by with the 20.
What about any social networking sites? Do you have any of that?
Yes. Again, they're all listed on our website, but we're very active on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook. We're in several social media platforms. So
you can have an Instagram as well.
We have an Instagram. Thank you for reminding us.
That's right. I've been actively stalking you.
Our director of marketing is her eyes are rolling right now.
Well, I can tell you at least if you're a 140 character limit person like myself, you might be on the Twitter. So that still exists tomorrow. You want to call T1B? You can go to T1B_interactive, and I'm sure your marketing person would love you for that at least.
Thank you for that, John.
if nothing else, I did that. You know,
Johnny, where can we find you on?
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at jmoda3. My name is Johnny Moda. It's kind of hard to remember, but you know, people often forget me because of my face. But it's not a big deal. It's at jmoda3, Instagram, Facebook, it's Johnny Moda. All the rest is something that's under AB Insider. Rave Pub, obviously, like Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, LinkedIn. Not Friendster, do not go.
MySpace, are you on MySpace?
Oh, no, I'm definitely there. Me and Justin Timberlake are buddies. So, it's big in MySpace. But, Victoria, where can we find you at?
I'm in the Twitter land, but under Varela Victoria _, and that's VarelaVictoria_, because there's, I guess, another Varela Victoria over there. So.
Well, she doesn't do it. You know what? And she doesn't have her own other podcast called Coffee with Millennial Tea, does she?
No, she doesn't. And so I'm a millennial in the industry, so I try to bring in people to have a conversation like yourself, the pros in the industry, and I welcome you on our show. I'll reach out to you, hopefully, and we can have continue conversations, bring people into this wonderful industry.
We'd love to do that, definitely. Thank you.
If someone has missed the recording or you want to listen to it later, you can find it at ravepubs.com/infocom2017, probably by the end of tomorrow or the week. And if you want to listen into our other scheduled podcasts, you can go to ravepubs.com/infocom2017/live. Thank you for coming on to our show. We appreciate your time.
Thank you both.
And you have listened to the Trade Show Minute.